gadani me kone ne me dino e magane dug. Na be kwa wa au. Minawago and keep it the shindan, kidinway winanan. This is Nabik and greetings. I'm here to talk more language with you. Let's just get started, eh? Oh, by the way, the language I'm going to talk about is Ojibwe Mwin. Today I'm going to talk about, or continue to talk about, the idea of fourth person in linguistic terms, but it's a pretty prevalent tool in our Ojibwe Mwin, and it's nice for people to at least be able to recognize it when they're hearing it. This is one of the tools that we have that make our language so exact. And when I'm talking about fourth person, I'm talking about his mom, her dad, her child. And when we talk about fourth person, it means this. I, first person, am talking to you, second person, about Mark, third person, his mom. And his mom would be the fourth person. So we have special things that denote that a fourth person is being talked about. Okay? In a previous presentation, we talked about Ani Nation Akazo Nit O De De One Mark. What is Mark's father's name? Today, I want to talk about words that have to do with interactions of that fourth person on an inanimate object. Like, his dog sees the ball. Or his grandpa, his dad, her mom, all of those things. Okay? To jump into this here, we're going to ask a question. Maybe we're pretending, we're reading a book to one of our children, and we're talking about what does his dog see or whatever. So if we're going to ask that question, away go nain, waya bandamo nit, o dayan, Casey. What does Casey's dog see? Away go nain, waya bandamo nit, o dayan, Casey. So we gotta look at this sentence first of all, and kind of understand what's going on. Awegonin means what is it? Awegonin, what is it? And wabandamonit comes from a whole bunch of different little changes to the word wabandun. Wabandun means to see it. Wabandun, okay. So when wabandun changes to wabandamonit, we are talking about what does he or she, the fourth person, see. Awegonen wabandamonit o dayan. O dayan means his or her dog. Can be a horse too, but in this case it's a dog. O dayan Casey. Casey's dog. So, to reiterate about fourth person, I, first person, am talking to you, second person, about Casey, third person, her dog, fourth person. The dog is the fourth person. So, a possible answer here could be, Bikwa kwat o wabandane o dayan. Her dog sees a ball. Bekwakwat is a ball. Owabandani, he, fourth person, sees it. Owabandani, o dayan, her dog. Bekwakwat owabandani o dayan. So if you're going to talk about that Casey sees the ball, it would sound different. It would sound like Bekwakwat owabandan Casey. Casey sees the ball. But because we're talking about Casey's dog, and Ojibwe Mwin is so exact, we have to change that statement. So, Casey sees the ball. Bikwakwat owabandan Casey changes to Bikwakwat owabandane o dayan Casey. Casey's dog, he sees the ball. Bequaquat Owabandani Odayan Casey. So the whole exchange could sound like this. Awegonain Wayabandamonit Odayan Casey. Bequaquat Owabandani Odayan. Her dog sees the ball. And the first sentence, Awegonain Wayabandamonit Odayan Casey. What does Casey's dog see? Bequaquat Owabandani Odayan. He sees a ball. Her dog sees a ball. Now, this sounds really complicated when we break it down like this. One of the things that I am constantly amazed by is that for our first speakers, this is effortless for them. They don't have to think about all these technical things. And really, that's what we're striving to do, to get to a place where we don't have to think about what it is that we're saying. And the exactness of our language remains intact because, you know, it's so ingrained. Those of us that are learning, one of the things that that is a little bit controversial, and there's a lot of people talking about, you know, you don't need to break it down like that, and it just you're sterilizing the language, and absolutely I do not disagree with those things. But I also believe that it is equally important that we understand exactly what it is that that changes in our language when we are trying to talk about different things. Because if we don't have a good grasp on that, we're going to make some mistakes, and we're going to morph this language that, you know, it's in flux right now. It's morphing now. It's changing. And we want to minimize that as much as we can. But there's no way to avoid that. All languages change and evolve with their people. And Ojibwemwin needs to be the same way. It is a living language. It needs to come with us into the future. But having said all that, it's really important for us learners that we understand the mechanics of what's going on. So as we are learning to say new things, we're not just using canned phrases, and we're not, you know, we're not communicating. We're just spitting out phrases where it's appropriate, and that's the only time we know how to use that phrase. That is a stage of learning, and it's absolutely appropriate for those of us that are just beginning, and, you know, to use the language that you have. And I'm not knocking that, but what I'm saying is that these mechanical things are so very important that we understand how they work and endeavor to use them as much as we can. We want our language to become a tool of communication and not an ornamental language, okay? And that's the reason for these broadcasts that I'm creating here, that I was asked to create. Okay, so blah, 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 blah. Now, big, let's get to it. So let's take one more example, if we can squeeze it in with the time we have left here. Let's say, what did her mother bring? Awegonain gabidunit omamayan Casey. Awegonain gabidunit omamayan Casey. What did Casey's mother bring? Awegonain, meaning what is it? Gabidunit, that her mother brought. Omamayan, her mother. Casey. Casey. What did Casey's mother bring? And an answer could be, Maznaigan ogipituni omamayan. Her mother brought a book. Maznaigan, a book. Ogipituni, she brought it, her mother. Omamayan, her mother. Okay, Masanaigan ogibiduni omamayan. So that's a little bit about fourth person, and I hope I didn't confuse you too much. Miigwech aapichibizindawiyig, miisane nabik, miiw.